Okay. Shalom Aleichem. I want to do this relatively quickly. We're going to do it methodically, but relatively quickly. Just close the window over there, Yonah Luber. And we will go. Okay, so we're exploring today just what is a nesin, a nesina, what exactly is the status. And it really, we're learning Tanakh today. It's a Chumashir, Nachshir. Again, we needed a couple of Gemaras to understand, but take a look at the sheet. The Paskin Dvarim. Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Ki v'yacha Hashem Elokecha el haaretz asher atah bo shama l'rishto v'nashal goyim rabim miponecha. And then it identifies the nations in Kanaan. And I have a mission for you. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, unisanam Hashem Elokecha lefanecha, v'hikisam, you'll have a war. And you're going to attack them. Hacharim tacharim osam, lo tichros lem bris v'lo sechonim. You shall not engage in any kind of treaty with the people of the land. And the very important pasuk, lo sechonim. What does the word lo sechonim mean? Unclear. What? What do you want to say? What? Not marry. It does not mean that. Don't marry. Don't give them favor. Don't give them chen. Don't give them matanos. Don't negotiate. Do not give them a place. Hacharim tacharimim. And then the apostle tells us, lo tischatim bam, bitcha lo titen livno, ubitcha lo tikach livnecha. Because, ki yasiras bincha, if you were to marry them, they're going to pull you off. They're going to pull you off, me'acharai, v'avdu elohim acherim, v'charaf hash'af Hashem b'chem v'shmitcha maher. They're going to be your demise. So stay away, get rid of them, and that's it. Don't marry them. If you do, they're going to pull you off the deck. That's the mission. That's the pasuk of Hacharim Tacharimim. By the way, as a parenthetical, but an important parenthetical, there's a big, big machlekes that everyone likes to talk about this time of year, especially in Israel, especially in yeshivas like ours, and that is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And many point to the fact that there is no pasuk that says you have to go in and settle the land. There's no such mitzvah. Now, there is a mitzvah of Hacharim Tacharimim. That's a mitzvah say. Go in and wipe them out. Clear them out. And then what? And then go back to the Midbar. And then go back to the United States of America. And then go back to the Queen of England. So the push-up shot is Hacharim Tacharimim is the Maisa. That is the prelude to now live in Israel. And that's certainly how the Ramban understands. The Ramban certainly says it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah. Many say, yeah, of course not, because Hacharim Tacharimim is the precursor, and then, of course, the next step is to settle the land. But this becomes a hot topic this time of year. Okay, so the question we're going to discuss today is that Pasuk Gimel. Lo tischatein bom. You're not allowed to marry them. And what is the question that emerges in the simple pshat in the pasuk? When can't you marry them? When is it that you can't marry them? Is it that you can't marry them right now? Meaning when they're goyim, but let's say they were to convert. Let's say they were to convert. Then would there be room to marry them? It's one possibility. Or the pasuk's telling you that even if they were to convert, you still can't marry them. Lo tischatein bom. And we'll see that momentarily. Okay, that's the Chumash. Now flash forward, I don't know, about 14 or so years, and we find ourselves in Sefer Yehoshua Perek Tes, and we describe the story. I'll just highlight a few psukim, but if you look at Tesvav, where I underlined, the pasuk says, Vayas lahem Yehoshua shalom, vayichrosam bris lachiosam, so these people, the Jews, were coming around fulfilling this mitzvah of Hacharim Tacharimim. They were destroying the nations of Canaan, these tribes in Canaan. And one group of people came over in disguise. And they pretended they were from far away, they were not locals. And they made a treaty with Yehoshua and the Nesiim. And then Pasuk Yitches, V'lo hikum b'nei Yisrael, ki nishbu lehem, Nesir Eidei b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, v'yilonu kol ha'eda al ha'Nesiim. And the people were upset. We're supposed to conquer these people. You made this bad deal for us. They tricked us. Not right. We can't touch them. We made a shvur. but as a response to this act of chicanery by the Nesinim, by Yikola Hem Yoshua by Dara Lemlemor, Lomaris Remisim O son, why do you trick us? Lemo Rechoko and Achimikem, but oh, Vatem Bikerben Yoshvim, Vata Arurim Atem. You're going to be avadim. To who? You're going to be avadim to us, but also to the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, the end of the perek, Vayidem Yoshua Bayomahu, Chotvei Tzim Yoshua Vimayim, La'edom L'mezbech Hashem Arayim Azeh, Elamakom Asher Yivchar. So Yoshua decreed upon them that they should be essentially avodim. Chotvei etzim v'shua v'mayim la'eda la'eda to who? La'eda to who? To Bnei Yisrael. Ule mizbeach and to the Beis Hamikdash ad hayom hazeh. Okay. Ad kan divrei hanavi. Good. Okay. So the simple question is, and we're going to do this, we're going to move, is most of you did anyone start Tosis? So I'm going to go over one Gemara with you, and then we're going to get into Tosis and use Tosis as a way to kind of flesh out the sugya. We'll read the Tosis inside. So Rashi by us says clearly, is the Isser Nisin, Lavo Lakal, is that an Isser Doraisa or Nisser Drabon? So Rashi says very clearly it's Nisser Drabonon. He says, the Lashon of Rashi is, Minagivoni v'yasur lakal de David gazra aleihem, an Isser Drabanan. And as you'll see in a second, Tosis is going to say it is an Isser d'oraisa. Now this issue, d'oraisa or Drabanan, would seem to be a very clear havamina and maskana of Rava in the Gemara. And if you take a look, we'll do this quickly. Rava, the Gemara is on Dav Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, I believe, in Yevamos. So the Gemara has the following shaila. The Mishnah tells us in Yevamos, Psua daka ukrus shivcha mutarin bigiyores of mishukreres and ena asum ela milavolo lakahal shemar la yavo psua daka ukrus shivcha bekalashem. We know what a psuadaka and a krus shivcha is?
Yes.
Fantastic. Does everyone know? Well, you don't have to know exactly, but you have to know that there's someone who has a severe impairment of his privates. And he's not allowed to marry. There's a pasuk that says he can't marry Bikal Hashem, but he's allowed to marry a giyoris and a mishukhreris. So Rav Sheshes has the following shaila. Psuadaka Kohen. If you have a psuadak who's a Kohen, is he allowed to marry a woman that a Kohen is otherwise not allowed to marry? I.e., a giores or a mishukhreres? Do we assume b'kdushasa koi v'aser? Or dilma la b'kdushaseha koi v'shari? Do we assume that what happens when you become a krus shivcha? You're still a Yisrael, you still have your kedusha, but you have this other din, that you now you can't marry a regular woman. Which would mean that a krus shivcha kohen would not be allowed to marry a giyores or a mishukhreres. Or do you assume that now, no, once you're a krus shivcha, you have a downgraded kedusha. You lose your kedushas kahuna. And now if you lose your kedushas kahuna, you can marry a giyores. That's the shaila of Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes wants to bring a raya, Psuadaka Yisrael, Mutta ben Nesina. A psuadak Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina. What does that tell you? Is Nesina a... I'm teaching you a new language over here. A psul kohol? Yeah. Yes. Is a Yisrael psuadak allowed to marry a psul kohol normally? No. I'm sorry, not psuadak. Is Yisrael allowed to marry a psul kohol normally?
No.
Sorry, say it again. Is Yisrael allowed to marry a psul kohol normally?
No.
But a Yisrael psuadak is allowed to marry a Nesina. So they call. What does that tell you? What does Psuadaka do? Loses Kedusha. So Bisra, Psuadaka loses Kedusha. So a car Psuadaka also loses Kedusha. And that is the position of Rav Sheshes. If she was still Bekdushasa, then she'd not be allowed to marry a Nesina based on the Pasuk of Lo Tischatein Ba. Judy, you living?
Yeah.
You with the living?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at you, I get depressed. Okay. Amar Rava. So now, this is what I'm going to call Rava number one. Rava comes along and says, wait a second. Why is a Yisrael Tzuadaka allowed to marry in a sin? Atu Hasa Mishum Kedusha V'Lav Kedusha Hu? Is it because he's allowed because he has a downgrade in his Kedusha? Dilma, well, that's not the concern. Dilma Molid Ben, he's going to go ahead and marry a... Why is Yisrael not allowed to marry Nesina? Why is Yisrael not allowed to marry Nesina? Because they're going to have a child. The Ozal Polach Avodas Chachavim. And what's this child going to do? He's going to be worshipping Avodah Zarah. But when is that true? Hani Mili, when are we concerned about that? Be Havyosan Ode Chachavim. But Kimagarye Be Yisrael Sharu. V'rabbonon hu de gozerbu. So why now is Yisrael not allowed to marry Nesina? She's Jewish. So that's a gzera de rabbonon. V'chi gozber rabbonon b'han b'nei ludei. Avahayd la b'nei ludei lo gozber rabbonon. When do we gozer rabbonon not to marry Nesina? If we're talking about a couple that can sire children. But this psuadaka cannot have children, so there's no reason for a gzera. And that's why he's allowed to marry a Nesina. According to Rava number one, is the prohibition of Yisrael to Nesina Doraisa or Derabbana? It's Derabbana. It's Derabbana. Says the Gemara, Elameata, Mamzer Debar Olude. So then, can a mamzer marry a Nesina? Is a mamzer a full-blown Jew? A mamzer? Full-blown Jew. Can he marry a Nesina? He can. But the whole reason is what? Is that the Nesina is going to pull him off the derrick. The kids are going to do what? Over the Avodah Zarah. But we're not concerned about that by Tzuadaka because they're not going to have any children. But a mamzer can have children. So... Hachanami, so when it comes to Elamiat, Mam Zidabari Lude, Hachanami the Usser, but now Mam Zavinasim, Tarang Zalavo Zebazet. Ella, Ki Gazer Rabbanon, Biksherim, Bipsumo Gazer Rabbanon. Okay, that's Rava, that's the end of Rava number one. So according to Rava number one, the Isser to marry a Nesina is a din de Rabbanon. Why is it a din d'rabbanan? Because what kind of Nesina are we talking about? Has she converted or not?
Yeah.
She has. She has. If she hasn't converted, let's go like this. Nesina post-conversion is d'rabbanan. Pre-conversion is d'oraisa. Based on what pasuk? Lo tischatein bas. So pre-conversion, you can't go ahead and do what? You can't marry them. Why can't you marry them? So this is the right to marry a Gentile. She's a Gentile. After conversion, is she 100% on the right of a mutter to be married? 100% mutter. But we don't like them for certain reasons. We don't like them. I'll say those reasons outside in a moment. And therefore, David was Gozer. It's not actually David who was Gozer on them. Who was Gozer on them first? Moshe Rabbeinu was Gozer on them. You already got vibes. And then Yoshua was Gozer on them. Why was Yoshua Gozer on them? Because of the shtick of trying to fool the Jewish people. And then, but Yoshua was Gozer on them for that generation. Then came along David and he saw other reasons. Not only were they had a bad history, but they also had terrible, terrible Midos. They were a nation of Achzorim, and therefore David was Gozer on them le'olam. But when a David HaMelech is Gozer, is that Doraisa Drabbanan? That's Drabbanan. So Rabbah number one says that And the Sina post-conversion is an Isser Derabbanan. Pre-conversion will be Doraisa based on the Pasuk of Lo Tischatein Ba. Good? That's Rava number one. Rava number two. And simply speaking, I call this Havamina, this Maskana. And Rava says, you know what, I changed my mind. This really doesn't make sense. Because what are we saying over here? Lo Tischatein Ba applies when? Before conversion. Now, could someone translate precisely the words Lo Tischatein Ba?
You shall not marry them.
You shall not. You shall not. I'm going to change it a little bit for my purposes. You're not wrong.
You can't.
You can't marry them. Lo Tischatein Ba. You can't marry them. Now, when I say you can't marry them, what does that mean? That could mean one of two things. It could mean you're not allowed to marry them, or it could mean marriage is not possible by them. Rava number two says, wait a second. Is Lo Tischatein Ba even possible pre-conversion? Let's say you want to marry a Goya. Are you married? Apidin? You're not married Apidin. So therefore, can there be an Isser of do not marry them? So what does Rava number two say? Lo Tischatein Ba cannot be applied to when? Pre-conversion. Rather, it's applying to them post-conversion. And now, even after they are Jewish, there is an Isser of marrying this particular group of people. So, Rav number two, seen inside, says Nesina is an Isser Doraisa. It's not just Nesina, it's the Shiva Amanim. And it's the Pasuk of Lo Tischate, and the, is an Isser, sorry, I thought I'd do this.
Isser Doraisa, after
Gilopi. Is an Isser Doraisa, right, post-games. Post Geirus, there is an Isser of Lo Tischatein Ba. What about pre Geirus? What about pre Geirus? You can't talk about you're not allowed to marry them. You can't talk about you're not allowed to marry them. You know why? Because you can't marry them. Not because you're not allowed to. Meaning it's not an Isser, it's nonsensical. It's nonsensical. Does that mean it's Mutter?
No.
I don't know. Is it Mutter? Meaning, what's the Isser? Is there an Isser to fill in the blanks? Fill in the blanks. Is there an Isser to blank a Gentile woman? What, fill in the blank. I want you to fill in the blank. You can't fill in the blank the word marry because the halacha doesn't recognize it as marriage. So the... Go under the chuppah. To live with as a husband would live with a wife? Is that usher? Is that usher? So the answer is kula of the day. Kula of the day. There's no isser. There's no isser do rice. The chor is no isser do rice. There's no isser. There's no isser do rice. Is it? Did I say it's mutter? It's not mutter. It's not mutter. But there's no isser. It's not part of Lo Tischatein. Now I just want to point out one thing. Which is coming up soon. Is look at the pasuk again. I want you to just pay attention to the psukim. Look at pasuk gimel in sefer in Parshas Vayeshlach. Pasuk says Lo Tischatein Bam. Don't marry them. But then the pasuk says, "Bitcha lo titen libno, ubita lo tikach libnecha." Notice, the pasuk didn't just stop with lo tischatein ba. There's more lavim there, so that may become relevant. Okay, but let's just back into the Gemara in Yevamah. I just want to finish up the Gemara. So comes along Rava in the Maskana, and Rava says, "Hada amar Rava lav milsi." Biyosam of the Kochavim Lesu Chasnis. There's no possibility of marriage. And therefore you can't tell me those Ischat and Bum is talking about before Gerus. Nizgairu Islu Chasnus. When do you have chasnus? Only after Gerus. And then the Torah says, Lo Tischatein Bum. So the two deists in Rava, Rava number one, Rava number two, are arguing. I want to get you used to certain language. Is Lo Tischatein Bum applicable Bigiyusan? Oh, Bigeirusan. What does Giyusan mean? When they are Goyim, that's Bigiyusan. So what does Rava number one say? It applies Bigiyusan. And Rava number two is going to tell you, no, it only applies Be'er Geirusan because there's no such thing as marriage Bigiyusan. Okay. With that in mind,
Rava number one at the end, when he has a question with that, like, Mamzer and Mary, has he been shopping?
Rava number one says,
he said it's not that the Mamzer is just.
Elaki Gazer Abanon, Bikshair. When did they make a Gzera? Ksherim Bipsulim. When a kosher, a Jew, would marry in a sin, that's who make the Gzera. Mamzer and a sin, and we don't care. They're already psulim. We don't care. So they didn't make a gzera there. Okay. Rabosa. Now, I'm going to open up some Rambams. And the Rambam is crystal clear. The Rambam Shita, in my opinion, is very, very clear. And when you read the Rambam, like it's just like, it is clear that he's learning like Rava number one. It's clear that he's learning like Rava number one. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Isurei Bia. We'll start with Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam says as follows. Yisrael Sheboal Akum. Mishar Ha'umos. Now notice the words. Derech Ishus. O Yisrael Shenival Ala Akum Derech Ishus. Hare Elu Lok Min HaTor Shneimar Lo Sischatein Bom. Bitkolo Titen Livno Bitota. Echad Shiva Amin ve'echad Kol Umos be'Isr Zeh. So what is the Rambam telling you? When is there a prohibition of Lo Tischatein Bum? Be'Giyusan. Now notice, the Rambam is smart. I mean, he's smart. But did the Rambam say you're not allowed to marry a Gentile? No. You know why he came? Because you can't marry a Gentile. But if you have Bia Derech Ishus, what does Derech Ishus mean? You're living as husband and wife. It's not just casual. It's something that is derech ishus in the context of a relationship. So that is the prohibition of tischatein bum. Do you have to go under the chuppah to violate this prohibition? No. And when does it apply? Be gi yu son. That's the pasuk. Okay? And derech agav, the Rambam universalizes that shiva amim means all goy. All goy. Okay, the Rambam then Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin says, "Kol ha'akum kula kishi yizgairu." When they do what? When they convert and the mekabel mitzvahs, hare hein ki Yisrael l'chol dover. Shenemar ha'kahal, they're part of kahal Yisrael, and therefore mutarim likanes bekal Hashem miyad. So a Jew is allowed to marry them, and a Jewess is allowed to marry them with four exceptions. Who are the four exceptions? Of Gentiles who convert that you can't marry? Ammon, Moab, Mitzri, and Edom. That they still have an Isser via Lakoha. Who is not on this list? The Shiva Ammon. They're not on this list. The Shiva Am are not in the list. The Rambam continues Halacha Chabbeis. Mishin is Gayer Mishiva Amimim. If I were to ask you, would there be an Isser Doraisa to marry them? What's the answer? No, not Chokas, according to the Rambam.
No.
Their Mutter, Enasur Menatar Lavo Bakal, Vadav Yadua Shon is Gayer Mehem Elohagivonim. Of those seven nations, only one nation actually converted. Which nation? The Givonim. Yeshua gozar aleim shiasum lavo b'kol echad zorim ve'echad nekevus. Yeshua made a gzera. We don't want a part of you. You guys are bad people. We don't want a part of you. Also some elab is manshish beit mikdash nemar lebeis elokai. And then they're not called nesinim. And but David v'gozar aleim so he comes to the kal la'olam afilu bizman she'ein mikdash. The Rambam is passing crystal clear, like who? Like Rava number one. Like Rava number one, and I would posit the other Gemaras, which indicate, and you saw some of those Gemaras, that these are David Gazar Aleim, is also indicating that this is a din derabba. So if I had to ask you, who are the two main Rishonim that say that the Isser of the Isser of Nisin is a din derabbanan. Who those shitas? Rambam Rashi. Rambam Rashi, they're for sure in the same camp. Okay. Questions so far? Yeah.
How is he passing like Roman number one and number Roman number two?
It's a good question. It's a good question. The Rishonim asked that question. It sounds like a Rav and a Havi and a Rav Maskana. I'm presenting it not that way. I'm presenting it as if there are two shitas in Amoraim. That's for sure, because there are Gemaras that will indicate in both directions. And certainly Rava number two says not that way, and Tos is going to bring this up as well. Yeah?
Does that mean the person
from
Dorais Mutter?
No.
So then, is that now he's just not living with them?
That's correct. There's a difference between Nisa Doraisa and Mutter. It might not be Asa Min HaTov. No, it might be neither. It might be there could be other issues. But in what? That's not necessarily true either. For sure not true. Okay. With this in mind, are you ready to unpack the Tosis?
Yes.
Okay. Let's try and get into the Tosis. Okay. Okay, so Tosis writes as follows. Elu Nairos Haba Al Hanesina. Perish Bakuntris. That this din is David Gazar Aleim, Shelo Lovo Bakahal. Bahainu Mishum Avdus. Now, just as an aside, Rashi made no mention of Avdus, but there's an assumption being made. And again, the psukim indicate this idea of avdus. Kedamina b'ha'arel, that David HaMelech was geizer mishum avdus. The eini Rabbeinu Tam, the mashma b'gemara. Okay, this step is an important step. The nesina havi midoraisa. It's mashma from our gemara that nesina is an iser doraisa. Where is it mashma from our gemara? So if you turn the page. And Dav Chof Tesma base. The Gemara says, we're not going to do it inside, I'm going to say it outside, but if you see I hope you saw the Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a Shita of Rav Shimon ben Menasya. And there's a Shita of Rav Shimon Hatimni. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Menasya, our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Why is our Mishnah not like Rav Shimon ben Menasya? Because Rav Shimon ben Menasya says, in order to be chayiv in a knas, you have to be ra'ui or ra'uya lekaima. Which means, knas only applies if there is a possibility of the lo siele isha. And can you marry an asina? You cannot. So no knas. That's Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Rav Shimon HaTimni has a slight variation. Not Roy Lakaima, but Isvei Havaya. That it must be a woman to whom there is Tfisas Kiddushin. That Kiddushin is Chav. There are certain women that, for example, a Kohen is allowed to marry Grusha. No. Is it Tfisas Kiddush? Yes. Yes, meaning do you need a get?
Yes.
Yes. A man is allowed to marry his sister? No. Is there tfisas kiddushin? You need a get if you marry your sister? You don't need a get. Why not? Because you can't marry your sister. There's no tfisas kiddushin. So, machlokes. Either way, our Mishnah, in order, what are these two shittas say about the nature of knas? We mentioned it yesterday. These two shittas say you need what? Some kind of, there's a linkage between lo siya le'isha and knas. Our Mishnah delinks. You can have even with women you can't marry, there's still a knas. Now, Gemara says, what's the machlokes? Roi l'kaima means you have, is there tefisas kiddushin?
Yes.
Roi l'kaima means there is tefisas kiddushin, but you have to divorce her. You can't stay married. And isbe havaya means, there's not even a tefisas kiddushin. What pasuk are we interpreting in this context? We're interpreting the pasuk of lo siyale isha. To get knas, you must have either a enduring marriage, Roi L'Kaima, or Tfisas Kiddushin, interpreting the Pasuk of Lo Tiele Isha. Gemara says, what's a Nafkamina? What's the difference? Almost all women, so Gemara says, Nafkamina is Mamzeres Anasina. What do you mean, Mamzeres Anasina? Is it Tfisas Kiddushin?
Yes.
Is it Roi L'Kaima? No. And what Pasuk are we interpreting? Lo Tiele Isha, which means that the Isser Nesina is what kind of din? L'chora. It's a din, d'oraisa. That is the raya that is brought by Tosfos. Let's see inside. Ve'eni rel Rabbeinu Tam. Gemara d'Nesina havi d'oraisa. Where do I see this? Because Mamzeres u'Nesina ika benayu. V'leman damroi l'kaima. V'leman damroi l'kaima. So there's not Roi L'Kaima. Mashma, Dahavye Midoraisa, Daha Bikra Pligi. Good? Yes?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, let's go a little weiter. Another Raya he brings, a second Raya. Debereish Yesh Mutarot. So the Gemara has the following din. There's certain women you're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry. If you marry them, there's tfisas kiddushin. Do you have to give a ksuva? So, for example, and is an aman allowed to marry a kohen gadol?
No.
Is it tfisas kiddushin?
Yes.
Do you have to get divorced?
Yes.
Yes, a ksuva? No ksuva. But a woman who is a secondary relative only related midir rabbana, what we call shnios. You allowed to marry her? Midir rabbana? No. If you're married, do you have to get divorced? Yes. You need to give up ksuva? Yes. So Gemara says, why this? No, yes, ksuva, why this? No ksuva. Gemara says, dorais rabbana, barmina, mai benayu, mamzeres unesina ika benayu. Mamzeres nesina ike benayu, and that sounds like manda amar do'oraisa, hanami do'oraisa. So if you hold isha's do'oraisa, mamzeres is do'oraisa, another indicator that mamzeres and nesina are dinim do'oraisa. Last indicator that Tosfos brings is the Mishnah Maseches Makos. The Mishnah Maseches Makos says, Elu hein halokin. These women you get, these relationships you get malchus for them. What's an example of a relationship you get malchus for? Habala mamzeres, you get malchus. Habala nesina, you get malchus. What does malchus mean? Lashes d'oraisa. So what does that indicate? Nesin is a din d'oraisa, which means lo tisratein bam applies when? Even after Geirus is an Isser and a sin is a din d'oraisa. Okay, good? Good? What is the where is so Tosis brings all these Gemaras, and every Gemara though it says Mamzeres Nesin, Mamzeres Nesin, Mamzeres Nesin, and they're Nafka Minas. Now I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be very unhappy then. So Tosis is going to give an answer for Rashi. Tosis is going to defend Rashi. Tosis is going to defend the Rambam. That's not going to make him happy, but the answer is going to make him happy. How many of you have learned Maseches Matas? Who knows the first Mishnah Maseches Matas? Ketzeim Zomim. So what's the case over there? Ben Grusha Uben Chalutz. Okay? A man who marries a Kohen marries a Grusha, has a child. What's the status of the child? A Chala. And we testify falsely. What's the din in the Mishnah? Malkus. Ben Grusha Uben Chalutz. I have news for you. If a Kohen marries a Chalutz, is he allowed to do it? Definitely not. Is that an Issur D'oraisa or a Drabon? It's a Drabon. Are you getting Malkus D'oraisa according to the Mishnah? You're getting Malkus D'oraisa. How do you get Malkus D'oraisa when the whole relationship is only D'Rabon? So you know what all the Rishonim say? Not all, but many. You're right. Chalutza is only D'Rabon. But you ever have a slip of the tongue? Where like, just things are always like go together and you kind of just say them together, but you didn't really mean it, you just say it together, like Grusha v'chalutza. You know, it like slips off the tongue. Grusha v'chalutza. Just comes off the tongue. What did you say? Exactly. Ben and Jerry's. Grusha v'chalutza. So, but don't make the mistake that when the Mishnah said chalutza, it assumes that we're really, it really meant Grusha. But there's like a slip of the tongue. Grusha v'chalutza. And chalutza is only the Rabbah. Rishonim all say that to explain Grusha v'chalutza there in that Beis Med Aleph and also in that Yigil Masechet Makos. I tell you, you're going to be upset. You're going to be upset. But they, like, it didn't mean chalutza. It's the Shigra Delishna. Shigra Delishna. Says Tosis. You know what else is Shigra Delishna? Mom's in a scene. Mom's in a scene. We just like, it's a slip of the tongue. We always say them together. Now, I'm not saying this. I'm reading Tosis. So look what Tosis says. Says Tosis. Miu ikala meimar bechol hanu. On all these places. They're not got nesina. Agav mamzeres. We said nesina agav mamzeres. Vechein sarak lomer al korchach. Larova. Lamai desalka daitach beha orel de begerusan. Les lehu iser chasnus. But the iser is only de rabban. And when it says Nesina in these Gemaras, what does it mean? Mzeres Nesina, but really means mamzer. Not happy. I am telling you that this, and I had a conversation with a young man yesterday, not on this topic, but on a related topic. I just want to make a point. This is not like, you look at Tais and say, come on. It's very, very duch. Is it duchuk? Is it? It's duchuk. Might it be the correct shot, though? Now, why do I say it might it be the correct shot? The answer is it still might be the correct shot, even if it's dachuk. And I want to just explain a thought. Would you ever say something like this when you're studying Torah Shebichtav? It would be blasphemous to say something like this when it comes to Torah Shebichtav. Why? Because what is the ikr in Torah Shebichtav? The words matter significantly. And you can't just say lav dafka in a pasuk in Chumash. In Torah Shebaal Peh, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the oral law that, yes, got written down. But when you have a clash between something that text and logic. Text and logic. When it comes to Torah Shebiksav, what wins? Text always wins. When it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, you might have a dachuk shot in the text, but you can live with it because this is Torah Shebal Peh and Shigra Delishna. And yeah, we're only talking about Ben, but we sometimes say Ben and Jerry's. Enachanam. It sometimes slips off the tongue. That is now. But it filled. But maybe we could do better. Maybe we could do better. So let's do a little better. Can I share with you? I want to just look at a Ritva right now. The Ritva is going to summarize what we've done so far, and is also going to give us shot number three. And then we'll open up for me a Rambam. So look at the Ritva in our daf. The Ritva, Elu Nairus, first Ritva in the parak. So the Ritva writes as follows: Elu Nairus, Perish Rashi Zal, Denesina Asur Mishum Didavid Gazar Aleim V'Hikshu Alav. Kevan de midoraisa shorle, pshita, sheyeslam knas. Of course they should have a knas. Why, of course, should they have a knas? Because, like, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Is there any chiddush in the Mishnah that a nesina gets a knas? There's no chiddush. Why is there no chiddush? Is she subject to Isha's doraisa? Yes. So if she's subject to Isha's doraisa, she should also be subject to knas. The Od Haksiv Lo Sischatim Bum, the Kaimalon, and Rava concludes, Rava 2, De Begeirusam Islahu Chasnus. The Od we learned in Elohin Alekin, Habalam Zerzan Asina, the Kaimalon, Debedoraisa Surbalav. Now, what did Tosfos answer to answer this question, all these questions? What did Tosfos answer? Shikwit Alishna. Mamzer is a sin. So says the Ritva. Valeka Lameimar. De Agav Mamzeres Tani Nesina Durabona. You can't say like that. Where do we say that? And the Ritva himself says it. You know where he says it? By Grusha Vichalut. He says, open up the Ritva, Makas Dei Bezamad Aleph, you will see it. The leka lemeimar de agavam zez tani nesina de rabbanon ki diktani grusha vechalutza, like we find by grusha vechalutza, because there's a big difference in grusha vechalutza. Why might grusha vechalutza chalutza slip off the tongue? Why might chalutza slip off the tongue? A grusha is usher to a kohen. Why? What is the quality of a grusha? They what? So did Amman. Amman is mutter kohen. Amman is mutter kohen. What defines grusha? She was in a marriage and she was cast away. She was rejected. What's a chalutza? There's a zika of ishus, and what does the husband do? Not happen. So there is a conceptual relationship between grusha ve chalutz. What's the relation between mamzer and nesina? What's a mamzer? A mamzer has a hadara, a child who's born to Gilead rights. A nesina is a certain group of people. Does one have anything to do with the other? So why would you say shigra delishna? Grusha ve chalutz, I understand. De bishma chalutz, de damia le grusha, katani. Aval nesina, ma shaycha b'mamzeres. What's the shaychus of mamzeres to nesina that we're always bunching them together for no reason? No, there's a reason we're bunching them together. You know what the reason is? Because they share the exact same din. What's the exact same din that they share? They are Jews who are permanent psulei kahal. There's no one else like that. So that's why they're bunched together, because they have the same din. And don't tell me, Shigra the Lishna, no go. And because of this kasha and his dissatisfaction with Rashi, but he's also not happy with Tosfos, because how many Gemaras say David Gazraleh? A lot of Gemaras that say David Gazraleh. So how do you navigate that? So the Ritva comes up with a third pshat. And he says as follows. Lekach hanochon is as follows.
Why doesn't he like Rashi for that again?
I told you why not. I said it for the past 10 minutes. All the kashas are Tosfos. He accepts the kashas. And then he says, Tosfos answer. Shigra the Lishna, it doesn't make any sense. You can say Shigra the Lishna by Grusha Vakalutz. You can't say Shigra the Lishna by what? By Mons in a scene. So what's the pshat? So says the Ritva, Avinu pshat. Pshat number three. I'm going to read the words. You tell me what he means. Nesina Rishona Aser Lavo Bakahal Kideksiv Lo Tischat in Bach. Dechi Ksiv Kro B'Shiva Amim Ksiv Unesim Shiva Amim Heim Miu Dorosam Mutarim Dalahaloksiv Bahu Doros Moshe Gazar Aleim Kshibud Kadeshi Srachumehem Aval Bidorosam Lo Gazar Klum Yeshua Gazlaim Isr Shibud Le Dorosam Kozman Shabes Mikdash Kayam and David Gazaleim Shibud V'Isser Ola. Do we understand the hybrid pshat of the Ritva? It's the Ritva, the Ramban, and many others. It's a hybrid pshat. Shiva Amamim. Nesinim came along and said, we want to be part of the Jewish people. And they convert. Are you allowed to marry them? No, the Pasuk says, Lo tischatein, what's the key word? Bom. With them. Who's them? First generation. They're bad guys. And the Torah, Asa do'oraisa lo tischatein bom. Okay, good. So we're not marrying them. So now the Nesinim and Nesinim, they all marry each other, whatever, and then they had babies. Did the Torah ever say they're Aser L'Doros? Not Aser L'Doros. So, what happens to the babies? But they're still bad characters. They're bad folks. So then what happens to the babies? Moshe made a Gzera of Shibud. We don't want you to commingle with these folks. So how do you avoid commingling? You lower their status. Avodim. What did Yeshua do? Continued the process, and David made it a gzera la'ola. So if I ask you the question, according to the Ritva, are Nesinim d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? The answer is both. The answer is, therefore the Ritva can accommodate the Gemaras that would indicate that there's an Issa d'oraisa, even begay Rusan, but that's only when? Bamed Bar Mamurim? That's generation one. David Gozra Leyem. Those are all Isurei Derabana. When the Gemara puts together Mamzer Nesin, are we referring to Dindo Raisa? 100%. But we're talking about only what? Only generation one. Now, I want to almost close, but not yet. Did Rashi and the Rambam know how to learn?
Yes, I would say so.
I think so. So it's just interesting. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. Really, really interesting, the Rambam. Really interesting. So the Rambam is telling you all of the Isurim, people you're not allowed to marry. What did I say? Amen sign. Thank you. Olive sign, right. Okay. Okay, there are, in addition to the Gili Arayas, which are Kares or Misas Bezdin, there are women you're not allowed to marry, that is an Isser Lotase, an Isser Lav. Who are these women? There are nine of them. Amon El Kohen Gadol, Grusha Zona, V'Chalal El Kohen Hedyot, etc. Now, Umamzeres Leben Yisrael is an Isser Lav. Bas Yisrael Lemamzer is an Isser Lav. Bas Yisrael Amoni Moavi, Bas Yisrael Psua Daka Kruz Shivcha. All of these are Isurei Lav. What's not on the list? Nesin. Why is the Nesina not on the list? Because according to the Rambam, she's only Aser Midrabon. Then he says the end. Vahanesinim. One second, I skipped. Hachalutza, the Rambam writes, Hachalutza, Harehike Grusha. The Asura Lekoen Midivrei Sofer. So why the Mishnah write Grusha Vachalutza Masechus Makos? If it's only in Strabana, the answer is? Shigridush. Says the Rambam. The Hanesinim Harei Heim Ke Mamzer. Echad Zekarim, the Echad Nekevos, the Isuram Midivrei Sofer. Etc. What did the Rambam say over here? What the Rambam said is he created an analogy between Chalutza is to Grusha as Nesinim are to Mamzer. He said, the Ritva said, I understand why you might say Shigur Delishna when it comes to what? Grusha Chalutza, because they're thematically the same. Says the Rambam, what did Chazal do? What did Yoshua, what did David, what did they do when they were gozer on the sin? They gave them a din, a shame mamzer. They gave them a mamzer classification. Are they mamzerim? Absolutely not. But midrabanan, dinam kamamzer. What's the din of a mamzer? He's a psul kahal, Jewish psul kahal. La'olam. So what do they do to the Nesin? Same status. So why might, therefore, you might say, yeah, we can sustain the vision of Mamzer Nesin what? Shigra Delishna? Because Al-Pidin Chazal understood them to be classified. One Drabbana, one Doraisa. But fundamentally, categorically, they gave the Nesin a Din Mamzer. One last point I want to make. Sorry. One last point. And then the rest of Tysus is like dealing with all of the kind of sorting a lot of things out. I might go right. I'm not sure. I wanted to get this core idea out. I just want to say one comment about the linkage between Ru'uya L'Kaima and Knas. What did Rav Shimon ben Manasseh say? In order to have a Knas, what do you need? You need Roy Lekaim. Now, according to Shimba Manasya, is a Nesina Ru'uya Lekaim? Within the Rambam's worldview, Rambam Rashi. So say sophisticated. On a Doraisa level, is she Roy Lekaim? Yes. On a Drabbanan level, is she Roy Lekaim? Is that called Roy Lekaim? Is that called Roy Lekaim? What is this din of? The Gemara sets up, point of Shimba Manasseh, a relationship between Knas and Roy Lekaim. There's a relationship. If she's Roy Lekaim, she gets Knas. If she ain't Roy Lekaim, she doesn't get. What's that relationship all about? What's that relationship all about? Say one of two things. One thing you could say is, yeah, there's two dinim that apply to a person who rapes a woman. Los Yela Isha is one din. And Knas is another din. And these dinim are a package. It's all or nothing. If she's subject to Lo Siyel Isha, she's subject to Knas. If not, not. It's a package. And we have packages in life. Or, There's something more to it. Why are you giving this woman a knas? Because by raping her, what did you do? You were pogame her. You were pogame her. What does pogame mean? You defiled her. You diminished her. But if her status is one of Eino Roy Lakaima, what does that mean? What does that mean? She's already what? Defiled. So Mamzeris is already what? Defiled. Perhaps what the Chachamim did according to the Rambam when they made an Asina, what did they do? They said an Asina, as an Asina on a Drabana level is, it's not just he can't marry her, there's like an Isser. She becomes a Isha who is, she's Kamamzer, she's Kamamzeres, which means she's a Paguma. And as a result, if she's a Paguma, even though it's Drabana, but she becomes a Paguma, and that means that when a man raped her, has he defiled her? The answer is she's already Paguma, and therefore not subject to Knas. Perhaps that's the Rambam's Chiddush over here, adding in this relation to Nesina Mamzer that helps at least tie up some of the loose ends that struggle us in Tosas. Rashi, same idea. I'm learning the Rambam and Rashi the same way, but the Rambam is giving us more information. The Rashi is one line. Now, I just want to, again, one last comment. If you look at Rashi Makos, Eilin Alokin, and Rashi speaks about Habal Ha Nesina, you know what Rashi says over there? Dorais. That's really, really upsetting, no? So yes and no. I had a Rebbe over here, I'll just share with you. Rebbe Shmuel Kedar was a really very scientific type of Rebbe. And he had a thesis that there's no such thing as Shitas Rashi. No such thing. No such thing. Doesn't exist. What Rashi was a Mefarish. He was a Perish on Gemara. And every Gemara, he would give these what he thought was the basic shot of that Gemara based on that Gemara. So if he sees a sugi makas that seems to indicate clearly that it seems doraisa, what's Rashi going to say over there? Doraisa. And if he has now another sugi which might indicate otherwise, he's going to learn. And there's no such thing as Rashi. It might be machlokes sugyas. It might be according to Rav Kahana, according to Rava, but there's no such thing, he argues. So the fact that it might be a steam Rashi, you might have to look at each sugya in and of itself. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.
How do you tie that class?